Waves of snow will be moving through the Midwest over this next full week, and we'll likely see cold weather prevailing as well. The temperatures this morning below zero across portions of central and northern Indiana, as well as portions of central, western, and northern Ohio. And other areas across the region are not quite so cold, but there's a new surge of cold coming. And that new surge is bringing snow and blowing snow to the upper parts of the Midwest this morning. And that's likely to overspread a very large part of the region as we move forward through the next 24 to 36 hours. Most of the snowfall today and early tomorrow will be focused mostly on the northern portions of the Midwest, the Great Lakes region in particular, and will likely see some significant snowfall just downwind from Lake Michigan in particular, but a lot of areas will see some light accumulating amounts. We'll expect that to be followed by another system which will move through the region shortly after that. It looks like it'll be focused mostly on the day on Friday. That particular storm system is again going to be rushing through a big part of the region. It will be accompanied by some colder air, and most of the precipitation on Friday again will be light except downwind from the lakes. And we'll also see a small moderate intensity snow area maybe across portions of southern Wisconsin and Indiana and Ohio, as well as portions of Michigan. Several inches of snow may accumulate with that event. Today's snowfall will be lighter though, like I said, except downwind from Lake Michigan. There will be a third wave of precipitation moving through the Midwest. This one may take a little bit more of a southerly track. This one is expected to occur Sunday into Monday, and it will also be a generally light snow producer. Nevertheless, travel across the Midwest will be disrupted periodically by these snow events, and the temperatures are going to continue to be quite cold at times. In fact, tomorrow morning we're concerned about winter kill in portions of Nebraska and Kansas because of snow-free conditions and temperatures that are going to be in the positive and negative single-digit readings. We could see some new damage across those two states. There has been some winter kill suspected already this season, but tomorrow morning will probably be the coldest morning with the most broad region without much snow on the ground. No other area in the Midwest will be vulnerable to such conditions, but we will see bitter cold prevailing across a big part of the region over these next several days. The low temperatures tomorrow morning, as I mentioned, will be certainly cold in the western portions of the Corn Belt and parts of the plains. The eastern portions of the Midwest will probably be coldest on as we go into the day Thursday and Friday. And it looks like the low temperatures on Thursday morning will be mostly way below zero in the western portions of the Corn Belt, but will reach into portions of central Illinois and portions of Indiana as well. Negative 20s will be possible in the Dakotas and Minnesota, maybe a couple of negative 30 degree readings possible. Coldest weather as we move into Friday morning will be shifting into the heart of the Midwest from portions of Missouri to Ohio and northward through Wisconsin and parts of Michigan, where negative single digits and some negative teens will be possible. As we move on into Saturday morning, temperatures will be less cold across the region, but only temporarily. A new surge of cold air will drop into the northern plains and the upper Midwest by the time we get to Sunday afternoon and Monday. And it looks like that'll overtake most of the eastern Midwest on Tuesday. In the meantime, down in South America, it still looks as though strong to severe thunderstorms will occur today across portions of Buenos Aires, and those storms will march off to the northeast, producing some locally heavy rainfall across many areas in Argentina's key summer grain and oilseed producing areas. The precipitation will help to bolster soil moisture and take away all of that moisture stress that has been building up in recent days and weeks. Some of the southwesternmost parts of the country will still need follow-up precipitation, and it looks like northern Argentina will stay hot for another couple of days, and then some improvement will likely take place. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.